This is New England Public Media. A decades-long concert tradition in Northampton, Massachusetts, is changing its name. Organizers say they want to be more inclusive. New England Public Media's Karen Brown reports.
Since 1991, the Northampton Arts Council has put on a musical fundraiser called Transperformance. Local bands transform into a famous act according to a theme and usually play in costume. Last year, singer Toby C and her band became the Pretenders.
Oh, it hijacked my world that night.
But to many, the prefix trans is confusing. Does it mean transgender?
Which is actually what I had originally thought when I heard the name. I thought, oh, this is amazing. It's a concert of entirely trans musicians.
Danielle Amadeo is chair of the Arts Council.
I thought it was really great. And then I found out that it was just kind of a misnomer. So we don't want to be misleading in that way.
Amadeo joined the Arts Council about 2 years ago and is among several younger members, including one trans person who found the name Transperformance problematic.
People have labeled it as something that doesn't sit well. Tone deaf, I think, is ableist language. So I hope not to use that. But the idea is that it's a bit tone deaf.
Amadeo says newer council members brought their concerns to the old timers, who, after years of discussion, agreed to change it. There was some debate on how and when to implement the name change. In the end, they sent out a statement Tuesday, a week before this year's performance, apologizing for any past harm to the trans community.
I'm sure that they're changing it for what they view is a good reason.
Dallas Dukar is a trans woman who runs a Northampton health center. She says she hasn't heard of anyone offended by the name Transperformance. She's been focused more broadly on the fight for transgender rights.
This has really not been on the radar because there are just much bigger fish to fry.
But she says she appreciates the consideration. For now, the event is temporarily called Performance 31, Unsung Heroes, highlighting musical acts that have never been part of the event before. Amadeo says they plan to ask audience members at the concert to weigh in on what the future name should be.
Who are you?
For New England Public Media, I'm Karen Brown.
Well, I really wanna go.